beans in a pot or whatever you want to call it. And
what sort of fruits do you like? Do you drink a lot of fruit juice?
No, I don't drink much fruit juice. I love oranges, one thing or another. But I like most any kind of fruit. I eat grapefruit once in a great while.
Yeah.
Get some grapefruit juice, drink it, and maybe.
I heard they used to have oranges around here.
Yeah, we used to have little orange trees, one thing or another. Well, most of the halves here now is that they raise is the mandarins, like.
Yeah.
They call them mandarins.
But the trees around here are.
Well, you have to protect them from the cold, especially around through this part of the country mightily. Now, my son-in-law, Jack, he has two, three of those trees down there. And he makes loads of them every year. I get all I want and get tired of them. And they're really good. And I'll go in there and just walk around the tree and pick the ripe ones late in the season, you know. Especially, the riper they get on a tree, the better they are, to me. In other words, they look ripe and one thing or another, but late in the season, they seem like they're sweeter, just like sugar cane. Sugar cane, we always Papa would let us start going in the sugar cane patch about the middle of September. But the later on in the season, the sweeter the cane got. We'd slip around maybe and cut the tops out, stand them up in between the other stalks of cane, a little bit of cane, and before Papa would turn us loose in it. But we always look forward to being turned loose, and we'd eat stalk two of that sugar cane. It was good for you.
My grandfather used to take his knife, and he'd sit there and just carved me out a piece of cane, cut off a big hump.
Well, peeled joints at a time, you know, on the cane. And well, we were as kids, Mama would always split till we got big enough to do it our own selves. Sometimes we'd split it joint in half, sometimes quarter it. But quarter is about as small as we'd ever chew up. Sometimes it wasn't an extra big stalk, we'd just chew the whole piece.
You ever get it tender enough where you can swallow, where you can...
No. It'd choke you to death. It'd choke you to death, but it could. We called it could, you know. And
yeah, you couldn't...
You get so dry that, and you try to swallow it, it'd choke you to death. Just swallow that juice, you know.
Yeah. Now, that kind of little red vegetable that had a root.
Radish?
Yeah.
Well, we used to plant some when we was a kid around the garden, down one thing or another, and have them.
Yeah.
But I don't ever fool with them no more. Once in a great while, I plant a few. But when the kids are small, my kids, of course, they don't last very long. They get old and tough mighty quick. You don't eat them up. Oh, I'd say after they get up big enough to eat, if you don't eat them up in 2 or 3 weeks time, well, they get tough on you.
Yeah. The potatoes you raise, the kind of potatoes you raise,